Well, we, you know, it's an interesting thing. We just saw that happen in Los Angeles the other night with one of their key people come back in Kopitar, and it gave their team a lift. I thought when Cooch came back tonight, it gave our team a lift as well. You know, the locker room was real positive when he was ready to go, and it's kind of ironic how it's mirroring, the series mirrors each other, one game to another.
Todd, how is Logan doing? He wasn't, you know, obviously available to us afterwards getting treatment, and also obviously how that left the game.
Yeah, Logan is, you know, he got banged up a little bit, obviously, but he came back and was able to play, and obviously we're very thankful for that. Marty is injured again.
Todd, what's the mood like in between the third period and overtime when you know you're going to have that lengthy 5-on-3? Is it a lot of X's and O's, or is it just let's go out and get one?
Actually, I thought we were a little, even us as coaches, probably a little too excited, too wound up. We needed to calm down a little bit. And it was veteran players, elite players that you were putting on the ice. We had a plan. It almost came to fruition, but after that, they just played and they came through.
But just the importance of winning a game like this when you know that being down 2-1 is a lot different than being down 3-0 in the series.
You already said it. It was a real, real important win for us. We felt we let one get away in L.A., so we had to come back and answer. And we've done it in our building. I think it was Kenny Holland that told us when we were in Detroit, you're never really, really in trouble until you lose your first game at home. So big win for us.
Coach, the second period there, you go down two guys, and then the Thornton line's been playing good all series, but it almost seemed like he and his line mates even raised their game even more in the second. Did you see that?
Well, there's a lot of juggling going on when we're short two and even short of D-man for a while, so I thought everybody elevated their game. I thought our game management at that point of the night was as good as it's been all year as far as shift length, puck management, getting fresh people on the ice. And it's something that we talked about. Why change it now just because Logan's back? Let's keep doing that.
When you say Havlat is injured again, is he injured to the point where you can't count on him anymore for the series?
I don't know that yet, Ray. I know he's hurt again, and I'll probably find out a lot more in the morning. But I would say he's very, very doubtful for next game. Based on, you know, his smile in the locker room, I'm assuming he'll be fine.
Todd, I'm going to talk with the microphone like these guys. When you suffer a gut punch like you did on Thursday night, do you have any question in your mind about how the team would respond?
And you have to take the test. You know, the mood in the locker room immediately was obviously down. But once we got, you know, arrived at the rink the next day, it was a lot better. Guys were walking around and getting ready to play again. I thought the transition from being down to let's get ready to go was exceptional. The leaders did a good job. But you always have to take that test. You find out a lot about your team, and we obviously showed up to play tonight.
So many things, both on and off the ice, didn't go your guys' way. Did that kind of fuel your team, do you think? Were they kind of angry?
I hope they use that as motivation. They'd probably have to answer that question better than me, but I would think that they're using some of that as motivation, definitely.
Back to the second period. You know, you threw together some lines pretty quick. Is that something you have on your card, like in case this guy gets hurt, this is what we do in case this
no,
guy gets hurt?
How does that happen? It's on the fly. You know, as soon as Marty's gone, you're down and you got to start thinking about working wingers through. Cooch is gone. Now you got to start. You know, it affects your matchups. It affects everything. So it's a scramble. Players did a tremendous job. They were ready to go with anybody.
You talk about Brad Stewart's game. I know, obviously, the giveaway on the Kings goal. But after that, it seemed like he was very omnipresent out there.
He was a veteran player that's won a Stanley Cup before. You could see that in him tonight. Physical. Good on the penalty kill. You know, maybe even got better after the mistake. But those happen, and we're fortunate to have him. I'm sorry? Well, tomorrow will be a day when we come to the rink. We always review the game. We look at things that we did well and poorly, and We'll likely just address the team tomorrow and probably not skate. Try and get healthy and recharge the battery, and then we'll skate the next day and be ready to go again.